The Mind and the Heart, Part 7. Sound and Silence. The present mind and heart are two entire ways of being, each seeing and feeling the world and ourselves differently. The mind craves control. The heart seeks love. We can only control what is fixed and certain. Hence, the mind's mission to define, delimit, and detain. The mind wants to reduce the universe so it can be possessed, known, and dominated. We can only really love what is free. For love which binds only chokes and extinguishes itself. The heart yearns always to expand the universe so it has more to love, can widen the scope of its love, and deepen and discover more of itself in love and as love. The mind needs to know and the heart to flow. The mind seeks the comfort of certain stability. The heart thrives on the adventure of flexible spontaneity. The mind likes itemized lists. The heart loves a blank page. The mind constructs borders. The heart builds bridges. The mind wants to fix everything in place. The heart fixes everything apace. The mind likes to look down on the world. The heart loves to gaze up at the heavens. The mind seeks mastery. The heart adores mystery. The mind would be lord of the temporal. The heart, disciple of the eternal. The mind wants to plan and command the looming future. The heart invites, embraces, and obeys the blooming future now. The mind invents and wields the might of sound. The heart discovers and becomes the power of silence. Sound precludes silence. Silence includes sound. Sound masks silence. Silence unmasks sound. Sound is a constant questioning. Silence, the eternal answer. Yet, when the mind awakens, transcends itself, and embraces the heart unreservedly, the still mind and thrilled heart fulfill each other gloriously.